November 24th, 2020, month-end meeting at 6:30 and regular town board meeting at 7 o'clock.
I'm on.
We're going live. 3, 2.
Okay, I'd like to welcome everyone to a audit meeting for November 24th, 2020, here at Town Row. We have one or two more vouchers, I think, that need signatures, and we'll be all set to do that now.
Yep.
Oh, okay, so is this the final voucher?
Yes, we have some discussion, maybe additional signature.
All right. And I believe the clerk has taken the role in all five of the members present. And we do have two matters we have to address. The first one is the Circuit County Department of Public Works voucher, the amount of $39,934.57. The board resolved the contract with the county DPW for 83 miles of road to be striped in 2020 at our February 25th meeting, and the total miles to be paid for is 85.11 miles. Board needs to amend resolution 2020-122 to include the 85 miles instead of the 83 miles, so that we can pay the voucher. So I would entertain a motion or a resolution to increase the mileage that is authorized to be striped since it's already occurred from the previously approved 83 miles to the currently striped 85.11 miles.
So moved.
Second. Discussion?
Just curious, where did you get the 83 miles from? Who gave that number?
The highway superintendent would know for sure, but I know that he works with them and calculating what actually is striped.
Okay, I'm just curious.
I don't know if that included applying paint on the edge of the highway where I didn't do it before. I don't know.
Okay. Curious, thank you.
Any other questions?
No, thanks.
No. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries unanimously. And then the next matter, we have a voucher from Tavner Ryan Kinnery LLP, which is our special counsel that's assisting us with water and sewer work. And we have a voucher in the amount of $720, which will be paid for from water account 8310. So I would recommend, because we did approve a contract, while they are by resolution listed as attorneys for the town, so we can use them. At this time, I would just suggest a resolution to pay the voucher in the amount of $720.
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries unanimously. So those are only two that I have under discussion items. Any other vouchers anybody has questions on?
No.
So we do have to do a little bit of housekeeping. First one is to transfer funds. So I'd entertain a motion to transfer $18,747 that would be transferred to account DB5110.1, which is the Highway General Repairs-Personal Services, and the same amount to be transferred from DB5142.1, which is Highway Snow Removal Personal Services, and the reason for this transfer is for highway payroll.
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries unanimously. And then the last transfer of funds would be to transfer $2,707.27. Be transferred to account A1620.4, which is General Buildings Contractual, and the same amount be transferred from account A1620.402, which is General Buildings Annex Building Contractual, And the purpose of this transfer is for general townwide voting expenses.
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion?
No.
All in favor?
Yes.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries unanimous. And then the final resolution for the audit meeting is one that is necessary to increase revenues in relation to transfer stations. So I'd entertain a motion to increase revenues by $20,000 to account TS-2130, which is the transfer station revenues daily fees. And also, as part of that motion, to increase expenditures by $20,000 to account TS-8160.4, which is transfer station contractual. The reason for this this increase in revenues is to pay allowable expenditures for transfer station, recognizing increased revenue from daily operations of the facility. In other words, more people are using it requires us to have more poles. And by having more people use it, you have more revenues. So that's the reason for the connection.
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Yes.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries unanimous. Jeff, anything else?
I've seen some signatures on these vouchers that were just approved.
And this one's also.
Thank you.
Councilmember Hogan?
Here.
Councilmember Noonan?
Here.
Councilmember Van Tassel?
Here.
Councilmember Donahue?
Here.
Supervisor Kuzniers?
Here. And for the record, we do have council with us, but she's joining us this evening remotely. So with that, I'll ask you all to rise for a moment.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America. And to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, everyone. And the first item this evening is approval of minutes. I believe we have three sets. Board members have an opportunity to review them. And any questions? Comments?
Just the one correction.
Yes, and we're all set on that. So this will be for November 5th, 2020. We had a budget hearing. November 5th also a solar workshop, and then again November 10th it was a regular So I believe everybody was here for all those, either in person or remotely. So the board's pleasure is to take it all at the same time. We can do that.
Yes, sir.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Any discussion?
No.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries unanimously. Item number two is to set future meetings and workshops. The only thing I think we need to do at this time is to set another solar workshop. I think we're pretty close and probably can wrap it up within an hour. So my recommendation would be to do it an hour before the regular town board meeting on December 8th, if the board thinks that's a good idea.
I can do that.
6 o'clock?
I'm out of town. Are you going to be involved? Oh, it's a regular town board meeting anyway.
Yeah. I'm unfortunately, probably not going to be available.
Okay. All right, are you okay if we...
I'm very engaged in the solar, right. But I'm okay with the fact that these next open items are not anything that I have a concern on, so I'm okay.
We could reschedule. I do know that town council is available that evening as well, which is why I thought we could do it, because we're coming in December and have meetings for...
I would be more concerned about it slowing up the process, so I'd rather see you still do the meeting.
Okay. If there's anything that you want included in the record, or if I'd be happy to make sure that that happens, if you provide the board for that meeting.
Yeah.
So everybody else is okay with 6 p.m. on December 8th?
Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So we'll need a motion to, or a resolution to set the solar workshop for that day.
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. You're all set with that?
Yep.
Just saying, well, Mr. Pugliese.
I'm sorry.
Council's also texting us that she's available. Just saying, well,
okay. Yeah, she did say yes. Item three this evening is just a brief COVID-19 update. Want to let the board know that as I have been doing since the pandemic outbreak, I did sign a 30-day extension to the state of emergency declaration, which is effective October 14th for 30 days. I did sign it November 13th, 2020, and that will be effective for another 30 days. And I think that's probably important, especially with the numbers that we're seeing. Just recently here today, we have an update from New York State. The positivity rate for all focus zone areas is currently 4.13% in the state. State positivity outside of the focus zone areas is 2.62%. And yesterday there were 47 COVID-19 deaths in New York State. Here in the capital region, our percentages for, I think it's a 7-day rolling average. For Saturday was 2%, Sunday was 2%, Monday was 3.2%. The 7-day average combined is 2.32%. And then here, a little bit closer to home, Saratoga County, today the total number of cases confirmed is 1,993. Total deaths in Saratoga County is 23. Presently, there's 372 active cases. 1,598 individuals have recovered, and presently 10 are hospitalized. The 7-day rolling average testing positivity rate is 2.27%. New cases in the last 7 days is 314. New cases in the last 24 hours is 57. Here in the town of Moreau, it's been a total confirmed number at 72. Within one death, there's currently 10 active cases and 61 have recovered. In the village, the total number of confirmed cases is at 23. There's been zero deaths. There are currently zero active. And so, therefore, the total number recovered is 23, which is good when you have total number confirmed match recovered. Total tested for Cherokee County is 176,065. Residents to date in isolation or quarantine has numbered 10,601. And presently in the county, there's 1,316 that are placed in isolation or quarantine. So that is COVID.
Thanks for that. I actually read our editorial today in the paper that kind of accused some of the, or blamed some of the state representatives for not doing as much coverage on this. I think it's nice that you do that every meeting.
Oh,
I think to keep people updated.
Well, it's something that I think the public very much wants to hear, especially when you drill down to the local level. You know, they want to know what's going on. Here they hear what's going on nationally. They might hear what's going on statewide, but you know, they're most concerned about what's happening in the backyard. So I think it's important to do that.
Sure.
Item four this evening is highway department requests. I have requests for it looks like a purchase order. Be open for diesel fuel out of the 2020 budget, and Paul's looking to open that order in the amount of $5,000. This is under state contract through the Office of General Services, and so the vendor would be Sprague Operating Resources out of Portsmouth, New Hampshire. This is on under state contract number PC68214. And if somebody would like to move that, we'll ensure that the necessary diesel for the highway guys.
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries unanimously. Now, before I leave highway, I just I wanted to give a shout out to the highway crew under Paul's leadership. They have done a phenomenal job working hand in hand with our BOCES program, students, the instructors, in assisting with our trail down at the along the river. As everyone knows, we're looking to do a multi-use trail down there. The highway guys spent a lot of time last week hauling millings from our industrial park that have been stacked up there to make a pretty good base for that trail as we move forward in the spring. As recently as today, they were putting finishing touches on the Universal Playground parking area and the entryway and exitway that will be part of that project. And you know, I'm usually down there once or twice a day. I did not go down this afternoon, so I don't know how far they got. But I know they were hoping to get it all the way up to the main road there within the park. You know, I just want to thank Paul and the guys for doing a great job with that. We would not have otherwise been able to get this far without their assistance. So thanks to
Paul.
Item five, listed as Recreation Department. The request that I have from our rec leader is to, as the board recalls, we had budgeted for a program extending recreational opportunities, and this one in particular would be the, I guess it's the DISC golf course that we're looking to install at Harry Petar Park. And to accomplish that requires some equipment. And so the rec leader is looking to purchase 10 Innova Disc Catcher 28S Pro baskets for the creation of the new 9-hole golf disc golf course with a practice basket at our rec park. He has secured three prices. The first one is from Schenectady Disc Golf Club Incorporated, the amount of $3,365 which includes $365 for shipping. The second quote is from Disc Golf Baskets, LLC, Omaha, Nebraska. Price is $3,899.50. Also includes free shipping. And the third vendor is DiscBaron.com, Grand Rapids, Michigan. The price is $4,249.90, which also includes free shipping. The recommendation is to go with the low price of $3,365, which is also happens to be an in-state local vendor here in Schenectady, which is the Schenectady Disc Golf Club Incorporated. And if everyone recalls, the town had received a $1,000 grant from Stewart's, which will be utilized to help offset the cost of this purchase. So if somebody would like to move that. Did everybody get a copy of the information? Mm-hmm. Somebody would like to move that purchase. Oh, before you do that, this will be paid from account to A7140.2. The balance in that account as of October 31st was $4,539.52. So if somebody's so inclined, I'd entertain a motion to move that purchase.
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion?
No, I just want to say I think it's a great, another addition to add. You know, Crandall Park, it's kind of funny, you know, they're doing something very similar. They put 18 holes in. But we're at least going to start with 9, you know, and it'd be great to have down there. It's one of those things like pickleball, it's picking up in the area, and people will seek out these things. So it's one of these offerings you can throw out on our public social media outlets. If you've never seen it, it's wild. People show up with their whole set of frisbees, different sizes. They all put different legs. They all have different. It's just like golf. It's wild. Yeah, it's pretty competitive. So it'd be kind of fun to see some people down there doing that. So, yeah, I'm glad we're doing this.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries unanimously. And you brought up pickleball, and I don't think I have updated the board. Within the past couple of weeks, we finished lining the last court down there. So now we have an additional offering part of our tennis courts, offering pickleball down there. So all the things that have been brought to our attention as far as expanding opportunities down there, we're slowly taking off. So I think it's a great lot. So that is that. Never did the roll on that. And also on under rec, I received a call from Rich Kibberhorn expressing an interest. I think I talked or spoke with the board some time ago about the possibility to.
Andy might not be aware of it.
Oh, yeah, that's probably before.
I think so.
Yeah, so for council member Donahue's benefit, I have been working with the support of the board to look into the feasibility of creating a second bowl at the park. If everyone recalls, everyone, our residents really like to utilize the bowl, and because there's such a demand, we can't meet that demand. So, you know, I thought the opportunity arose where there's a symbiotic project going on where sand would be removed at little or no cost to the town. We could move forward possibly and start that second bowl. So, with that being said, I had reached out to Rich Kibberhorn, the local developer, and he had expressed interest back then, but you know there was no follow-up he had needed at the time. Fast forward to this week, and he very much is interested in taking loads of sand out of our park at his cost and with his necessary insurance, and is looking to take out 20,000 yards of sand. I don't remember how many yards we've taken out for the other one. This is probably like a third to a half of the amount necessary to take a second bowl. I haven't talked with engineers to flesh that out. So he'd be willing to pay $40 a load, and he expects that he you would need 1,250 loads. So basically at that price, it would work out to $50,000 if you were to use or need that much. And the issue for him is timing. He has had access to the spoilers from the cement plant for, I think, a similar price, if not the same price. He has utilized all that they have had available. However, they will have some more available, I think, going into the new year. And so there's a time period where Rich is looking to fill the void for moving that amount of dirt. So I told him I'd bring up to the board, see if that's something they're interested in. If the board does want to move forward with that, we probably should get at least a rough survey of where we want to place it down there before work begins. I know Rich would like to start as soon as 2 weeks from now. So, I don't know, thoughts from the board members on that?
Do we have any alternate egress in or out of that space other than the main road? That's 1,250 truckloads.
Yeah.
So they definitely not be able to go by Jan. They'd have to come the other way at this point.
Yeah, I'm sure he would come in whichever way we want him to come in.
Well, at one point, you discussed actually coming in on whatever road.
Yeah, that would require that a new road would be cut, timber would have to be taken out of the way, clear cut for that.
He's got 2 weeks to do it.
Well, he probably would entertain that, but obviously that would be taken out of the $50,000. So, I don't know.
Would he be removing enough to create an entire bowl?
I don't know without talking to him.
Yeah. I mean,
I would say that 20,000 yards is about, triaxial, about 18 yards. That's a lot. That's, without the truck.
Yeah. So he's thinking without the 200 kilos or so.
And he did say that as he carves it, removes it, it would be in compliance with DEC regulations for the degree bank they have to have. I would think that we would want to have it pretty close to what the ball should be anyway.
Yeah.
So we don't have to move much around, we just keep going down.
I wish I knew the dimensions of it. Bowl that's there now, we can figure out.
So in my office, I do have the topography where the bowl was originally laid out.
Oh yeah, so we can idea.
So you can take a look at it.
Yeah.
I don't know if it has a total yardage that was removed. I do know it was a lot because they used it to cover basically a 40-acre landfill.
Yeah.
The transfer station.
Well, it'd be interesting to see how much, trying to figure out the vibe or whatever shape that thing is there, and then
would the plan be that he would take it from the area that's already started, somebody started removing sand from?
Wherever you want to
take it. Is it right off of where the quads are? There's already somewhere.
Yeah, so years ago they actually removed, some of it was used for highway and other purposes, and there was talk of putting in a amphitheater. Never happened, but earth was removed from that area. That's what I think, because both seeds has cleared so much of that area. One of the things I would want to be cognizant of is, to have appropriate area for parking area for both bowls. If you were to construct that second bowl,
absolutely,
you want to have enough room on both sides. But that would probably be more of an engineering question.
Is he looking to start within a couple weeks?
Yeah. I mean, if the board is amenable to it, I can flesh out more details from him, work with Carl, work with engineers to get an idea. I'd ask everyone for their input on where to locate it down there. Obviously, it's going to go over BOCES as their staging area for this equipment. But where exactly, that probably needs professionals.
I would certainly want to explore as far as we can to generate $50,000 of revenue. if it's consistent with our other goals, which it sounds like it is, a desire to have another goal, do we have some other plan to try to cut another road in off of Fort Edward?
I think that's the long-term goal, but you know, we're a ways from that. As you know, we're working on the purchase of the other 54 acres too. So we may want to take that property into consideration when we do.
Oh, absolutely.
Do our road layout. So it sounds like there is interest in being more information.
Yes, for sure.
Yeah, so like Alan said, I piqued my interest, let's put it that way. If we are not putting the ball, we got to get rid of this stuff. It'd be nice to get somebody to say yes and take it out of there. That's the thing to get it taken out of there. I think there's some more details that maybe can work out. More.
Yeah, I mean, I will report back to Rich. You know, it is a time issue too, so our next meeting is on the 8th, so it's not too far away, but I think it would take us that long to get the necessary survey out there for where you want it to go anyway, quite frankly. But I'll report back to them if there's an interest. And I'll say the board did not say no about that.
Yeah, no. I thought it would support.
That work?
Yeah.
He may need a, I don't know if he's going to need a mining permit to do that.
That was the thought that I had.
Yeah.
Our
we can
counselor fills in on that.
Yeah, counsel for that.
So he needs 20,000 yards. Would that be cubic yards? I guess.
I'm trying to figure that out now, too.
Yeah.
I don't know the answer for that.
I'm just trying to answer.
What?
27 cubic feet?
Yes.
So that's a cubic yard right now. He's trying to get 20,000 cubic yards. I'm assuming, because it's 18.
Yeah,
we are. Yeah, try it as well.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Carla's going, council's going to see what Mr. Skimmelman has to do for permitting.
Okay.
Anything?
Everybody go with that now?
Yes.
All right. So that is rec. Transfer station.
What's that?
So we have an opening. Unfortunately, as a result of the passing of a town employee, and I think there might be some additional staffing changes down there. So I believe the personnel committee interviewed Mr. Fred Coppola. For the position of labor at the transfer station. It's a personnel committee's recommendation. And I met with the individual to and interviewed him. I think he'd be a great addition. So if the board is in agreement, I would recommend hiring Fred Coppola at a rate of $12 per hour, effective immediately, and subject to the successful completion of a background check, pre-employment physical within each week period.
So moved.
Any discussion?
No, the only discussion was that the personnel committee did pass on the individual's availability in the transfer station, just to make sure that aligned with the need that that's been done.
I'm not sure. I did speak to Fed, and he was very adamant about hiring, and he could work with whatever he needed to with him.
Okay. So I spoke with Mr. Coppola today. In my office and paperwork. Mm-hmm. And he said it's pretty much, he could accommodate us on any day except Monday. Okay. And I don't know what that means for a schedule down there, but that's 6 days.
Yes.
My calendar day before.
Good.
Or calendar day before. So we already called the roll on that?
No.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries unanimously. I did receive an email, I'm not sure, it went to the other board members as well, from our recording clerk for the planning board, zoning board, and for For background, as a result of the pandemic, COVID-19 pandemic, through executive orders that the governor signed, in order to be in compliance with the open meetings law, in addition to having minutes and a recording, you actually have to have a transcript, which everyone knows is verbatim with what we say, including all the and everything else. And so what that has meant for planning board meetings and zoning board meetings is that our recording secretary is spending an awful lot more time than she ever anticipated spending putting those minutes together. And so she had reached out to all of us, I believe, all of us in an email, was hoping that she could receive additional compensation. She did not indicate what that number would be. She currently, I think she gets $75 per meeting now, which works out to $150 a month. So I had Lisa in my office reach out to her to see if additional $25 for each meeting would be amenable to her, and she said yes. So that would mean that we would need to increase her, and we do have money in the building department budget for that. You know, if we increase her an extra $50 a month, that's $600 a year. We do have that money in next year's budget. So my recommendation would be to offer a resolution to increase your compensation from $75 to $100.
Either from a hearing now or discussion?
Either.
Well, is this during this extenuating circumstances at this time because of the transcript piece? Would it go back afterwards when that?
So I think when the executive order sunsets, and I don't see that happening in the foreseeable future. Obviously, when you have meetings open to the public, you wouldn't need that transcript, but right now it's contained within the executive order. So you can make it a motion predicated on the fact that as long as the governor's executive order is in full force and effect, or you can just change it, whatever the board's pleasure is.
So that probably wasn't part of the conversation there a bit?
No, COVID wasn't in place.
Oh, right. Oh, okay, so it was previously executive order.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I'm okay with
the motion as it was when we can move it back. The situation changed. We have the right to move in the direction.
You okay with it?
Yeah.
Would you like to move somebody?
Motion to approve.
Second.
And you got the motion in there?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed?
No.
Motion carries. I got two deals.
Discussion related, but.
On that previous one?
Yeah, related to not attorney. So, that's not just that board.
No, we're doing it too.
How are we doing on all the other grants?
We're working on that in our free time.
Okay.
I had actually brought that up to you folks
a
couple months ago, but because there's no time limit in getting them done, it's not like it's urgent where we're having to cram it in on our own time. So it's just, it's going slow, but we're working on them.
Okay. I think I got our full information regarding the services available through Zoom, and we weighed that against the fact that you have extra time.
Mm-hmm.
Hi, Dave.
Good job. I'll take all the help I can get. And if anybody wants a copy, this is actually, you got a copy, but you printed out single page. This was last month's meeting. So it's a lot more extensive than really what you signed up for from the author.
There.
listed as resignations and appointments. This is in relation to the clerk position that has been open in my office for at least two years now. And we, the personnel committee, as well as myself separately, met with a group of individuals, and I don't know if the personnel committee wants to talk briefly about the number of candidates. And
I can summarize again. Councilman Luner and myself worked through 30 submittals of applications. It was a good pool of people. We narrowed it down to under a dozen. We attempted to schedule invites, and we ended up interviewing 18 people involved. Out of that total population, boiled up to two or three final candidates, and that was the effort. We made our recommendations on two final candidates. But the supervisor's office with our advice to go up to do next. So that's just a quick summary on the action that happened before you're at.
And I'm happy to report that I think every individual that was interviewed with the town resident. And it was a great field of candidates, and I did follow up with one individual, which I thought would be a very good fit for my office, and actually happens to be an in-house individual. She is deputy town clerk, Tammy Daly, and so I had spoken with the town clerk regarding any issues with essentially the lateral move from the clerk's office into my office. And I can tell you that she was very gracious in her comments and very polite. But having been the individual that has disrupted her office twice now since I've been supervisor, under those circumstances, she handled it very well. So I offered the position to Tammy Daly, and she accepted it. And my recommendation would be, we had budgeted for this last year, we budgeted for 2021. And if you were to take into consideration the 2% raises that our employees are getting in 2021, in addition to the funds that she receives from the death certificates, her arrangement with the clerk, she would be at $39,000 for 2021. So my recommendation, I would not like it to be just a lateral move, would be to increase that by $1,000. I think it's great that we're promoting from within. Lets other employees know that just because they're working in another department, it doesn't preclude them for other opportunities across the town. So my recommendation would be to hire Tammy Daly at a salary of $40,000, and if the board thinks that's appropriate.
Motion to approve.
Well, that's for this policy discussion.
Yeah.
And the reason, because I have to accept her resignation, the board does, before we hire, but I just want to make sure before we accept her resignation that everybody's okay with that.
I'm okay with it. I appreciate you talking to the clerk first.
Yeah.
He's sensitive to that department.
Yeah. And before we get into the actual resolution, as we discussed, both this year and last year, that is a newly created role, and that salary is going to be partially paid for with the monies that we have earmarked for Rudy, who spent 20 hours a week basically doing the vouchers and all the things that Jeff and Lisa and Maya have been doing since COVID hit. We unfortunately had nobody there. So that would be probably 50% of the job. Talking with the clerk, maybe this made it a little bit easier for her. I said that the board had discussed utilizing part of that position to do water billing. So we're going to take that responsibility. clerk central in my office, which means that part of that position will now be paid for by water department via water rates. I can't remember what the percentage was on that. And also, that position will be used for coverage when we have vacations, sick day, sick time, being utilized by other departments, maybe the assessment department, the building department. So it's basically a catch-all in addition to the regular responsibilities over there. I did speak with the clerk. Regardless, she has two busy times of the year, as the board knows. September and January, tax collection. Obviously, Pam Curry is knowledgeable on that. She's willing to assist as necessary for those 2 months as well. So I think it's a good fit. You know, we'll all be working together, and it'll help alleviate some of the additional responsibilities my office picked up when Rudy stepped out. So with, I'm sorry, do you have any
comment? No, I was just going to comment quickly that there's just an awful lot of value that comes out of all of those things. I still think it's a great plan, especially the time we have to be sensitive about bringing on additional resources, you know, for COVID. But that said, you know, to add continuity across all the offices to provide a lead, it's just something we needed for a long time. So that utility worker can prove to be a very dependable, loyal, get along with everybody, yeah, from my perspective, employees. Yeah. Just because you agree with that.
And board members, I think, have a copy of a memo from the clerk, which there will be some restructuring over there. She has some requests in the memo. That's something that we can take up as we move into probably next month's board meeting. And I know we just got it today. That'll be food for thought for another discussion coming up in the next board meeting. So with that, I will need, actually we'll do it all together. I will entertain a motion that the town board accepts the resignation letter from Tammy Daly in her position as deputy town clerk effective November 28, 2020, that be further resolved that Tammy Daly be hired in the position of clerk full-time salary of $40,000 effective November 29, 2020.
So,
second. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries unanimously. And so, with that, that does require an administrative change in the clerk's office, which requires that the remaining deputy clerk be officially appointed to the position of deputy registrar. So I believe it's a state law requirement that you have a registrar in your office.
Yes.
Yeah. So with that, I would entertain a resolution that the town board appoint Jill Bennett to the position of deputy registrar effective November 30th, 2020, and be further resolved that the compensation for this position will be half the birth and death certificate filing fees paid to the registrar in accordance with the New York State Public Health Law, Section 4173, Subsection 3.
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed?
No. I just had one question. How come we...
Motion carries unanimously.
Yes. How come we appointed her to your position on employment action that's on November 30th?
I think that's at the request of the clerk.
One day doesn't matter to me as long as I, you know, have her on board right away. The 29th is on a Sunday.
Okay.
The 30th is a Monday. I know the payroll period starts on a Sunday, but this has nothing to do with payroll anyway, so.
Okay. Here it is. Mm-hmm. I think that's the resignation appointments. I'll set their supervisor on just a few. I want to make the board and public aware that the U.S. Route 4 bridge over the Hudson River in the Schuylerville will be closed Monday, November 30th for emergency repairs, and it's projected to take 3 weeks to complete those repairs. And we received that notification from the New York State U.S. public or a board member has any questions, they can reach out to DOT at 518-860-9171.
Is that that steel bridge?
Yeah.
That'd be great.
We're going to make a motorcycle over it.
It goes like this. Congratulations.
Gotcha. Same one that the barge hit.
Gotcha.
Yeah. Years ago. Next item I have is I have a request from town employees and here at Town Hall, and they're all in agreement. I think we did this in the past, and that is to close Town Hall on December 24th for Christmas Eve. All Town Hall employees have agreed to use personal or vacation leave for that day if the board approves this request.
Yes.
So I'll entertain a motion to add to the a motion to close Town Hall Christmas Eve,
December 24th.
With the understanding that employees will use personal or vacation leave.
So moved.
All in favor?
Uh-huh.
Opposed? Motion carries. Two more items. I think they're all set. Next one is I have a notification from the National Grid regarding routine tree maintenance in the town. They will be working through their contractor, which is Lewis Tree Service. And they'll be doing work on utility lines to make them more free from trees, and therefore less opportunity for outages when we have inclement weather. And they'll be in the town of Monroe for a period of from November 16th through January 29th, 2021. And if anybody has any questions regarding the work they're doing, they can reach out to 800-642-4272, which is Customer Service Contact Center for National Grid. And then just wanted to update the board on a meeting I had at the request of Upstate Insurance Agency. They're very interested in being considered for our as our insurance agent. I had a great conversation with Valerie Child, and I don't know if the board, the insurance committee, is interested in taking a look at the information I have. If so, I have it in my office. I can provide it to you. Take a look at it. As a courtesy, I did reach out to Dave Meager. I don't know that I had that meeting, and that. I'm okay with the law sheet being provided to this individual, and I think maybe statutorily, certainly through regulations, when the client allows that, the agent is made aware of it. So I didn't want to be blindsided with it. So I had Lisa send an email to him. It did spark a return call pretty quickly. And he very much wants to continue to be our agent. So, if anybody wants to, meet with Valerie, just reach out to my office. I can set it up. And actually, I'll add one more item. I did meet with Spectrum, or is it Charter now?
I have a Spectrum.
Spectrum. Anyway, they're government representative. We met for about an hour or so this week in relation to getting cable service to unserved areas of our town. He did provide a map, which is proprietary, that shows all the areas of the town that are serviced. And I was actually shocked at how much the town is serviced. And there's like one particular area that is not serviced.
32.
And he actually wanted to know who specifically had reached out to my office, and I talked in general terms, and then he named the name of a former town employee that lives on that stretch, and She has been quite vocal in reaching out to him. So he is sending, at my request, a team out to basically survey the Fido Road, where we've had a lot of build out there, and down through Ganser Road from basically 1 mile south of the intersection 197 and 32 all the way down to Mock Road. So I told him that if the company was so inclined to get service through there, they'll probably do a lot for the number of calls that they get requesting service from this number. Now, that's not to say there aren't some areas on the fringes that are underserved, but I was surprised that how much of the town was actually covered by that survey. So I'll report back when I get additional information on that kind of thing.
Okay.
And that's all I have for supervisor items, committee reports. I know personnel committee reported already.
Just to add, as part of the personnel committee, I think HR, that's the organization I think we're using to pick the annual harassment training online. I think we have, because of the COVID situation, we have through December. So the department has that they have to remind their staff, should probably remind their staff to have through December to look back through their emails, find the Think HR info that has come through, sign up for that Think HR account. That includes all of us as well. Did you already do it?
No, well, I tried to do it.
Okay.
I wasn't allowed to.
Okay, I'll look into that.
Does that reach out to Jeff in my office? Okay. And could be there. Could you?
No, I could have been. But he wasn't done. He was busy with something. He was supposed to be there.
Okay, I'll bring it up.
So I've taken one of the tests. These aren't, unfortunately, aren't the ones where you can start and walk away and take a quiz at the end and pass. They're interactive, so they keep you on your toes. So you do have to kind of watch and do. And so for the department heads that have done it already, it's great. For those who haven't, we do want to make sure there's enough time allocated in the workday for folks to do this. But if we have through December 30th or 31st, I think I'll clarify that again once I get back and look at it. But I wanted to put a meeting to mention that a few times we've had these meetings today.
Good. Yeah, we do chase down some stragglers as we get to the deadline, but I'll make sure my office reminds everyone of that.
No,
no, sir.
Good. Technically, you know. I'm also, thank you.
Moment for technology update?
Yes.
So, I've talked in the past, you're all aware that we were working with Spectrum and a couple other carriers to do a cost analysis across the town-wide cost analysis of telecom, which would be, you know, local dial telephone, long distance, and internet, to see if there was an opportunity to get the economy of scale and reduce the cost, and or certainly get service where we don't have it, and simplified billing and or more bandwidth where needed. And so I'm ready to meet with Jeffrey next week on that. It looks like there's for more they can service all locations. There is a build out to water and sewer where they have their office over on Nolan, but Spectrum will not charge us that build out cost. It's fairly significant that they'll absorb it. And there's probably about a $20 savings if we were to stay as is proposed now, but that puts internet at every location and it adds more bandwidth in some of them. So that's a high level summary, but here's my ask to the board. I guess we need direction from this point, because remember the idea was not just to see if we can get consolidated billing and make sure we get the best price, but can we put internet at all locations? Because then we can do a couple of things. One, we can do cameras at places like the transportation. We'll come back to that in a minute. We can do time clocks at all locations if you were going to move toward a time clock system and move to a payroll platform. Then that would be considered. And then the other one, try to follow this bouncing ball. Today, when phone calls come in to the town hall, it's maybe not the most customer friendly. There's a long greeting up front that says if you want highway, hang up and go call.
call this number. If you want courts, hang up and go call this number. If you want rec, hang up and go call this number. If you want the dog catcher, go hang up and go call this number. And finally, you get to the directory and you can pick your options. And the clerk gets the privilege of recording that message over and over. But that's not really using the technology built in your phone system. The current phone system, if it had the right service delivered here, would have the ability to use technology that would allow you to have those calls automatically routed across the internet to any of those locations, or point them off to another location, like off to the dog catcher, or off to the court who has their own phone system. But we could have phones in highway, you could have phones in all the other locations, and utilize that phone system more effectively than we're utilizing it today, and still have cameras and or time clocks at these remote locations. So the ask is, how far down that rabbit hole do you guys want me to chase? If we want to do cameras at the transfer station, we need to do a wireless shot from highway to the booth down at the transfer station. We can pull some pricing on that. If we want to do changes to our phone system to offer a better solution, you know, we could probably do that also without significant cost, but it's going to require me to go pull some vendors and get some quotes.
Yeah, no. Well, first of all, thank you for doing that. Something that I think we've talked about it for, at least since I've been supervisor, with many different things going on. And I think the timing has come now where we can focus our efforts on getting that upgrade. I mean, at the end of the day, we're a customer service business, and anything that we do to make their experience here at Town Hall quick, efficient, and get them to where they need to go is good for all of us. So, you know, knowing that this was something that we wanted to do, I know we have money in this year's budget, we have money in next year's budget. I don't know what the total amount is, but I would be supportive of taking the next step, you know, and having you secure, better pricing on that.
Yeah. No, I think that's fine too. Is it too much to look into what it would cost to have a better internet service down at the rec park?
I think it's part of it.
Yeah, so part of it is not only do they are going to give us more bandwidth at every location, but right now, built in the price, is not a significant line item as to how to also provide equipment for wireless. So if you wanted to open up a wireless hotspot, then you go to the public in some secure way, or so the answer is yes.
Okay.
We can do any and all of that. We could do, it puts us in a spot to later do cameras if you want to do more cameras. And
yeah.
I don't know what you're thinking of when you said wireless, or when you said more internet at the park. Are you thinking of something specific?
No, I guess it's the fact that staff might just the way information is sent over the internet these days, it might be helpful even with some of these folks doing the tournaments if they want to broadcast. Or, I mean, everything is broadcast now.
Yeah,
everything. If they go to church, you go wherever, it's on the internet. If we had the ability to do that, the rec park, it might be a better draw for us. Or one more thing we could add, maybe help with fees and things like that. And then I also thought, you know, down by the river, or put the new trail system in for security, because it wouldn't be hard to come up down to the landfill, because it's right in the back there, come down that way. Just thinking in terms of hardware, wire, whatever, coming down with the trail for security, cameras, and things like that. So, I don't know, I guess I'm just looking at all of our facilities, and we'd love to have them as up to date as we can get them.
Yeah, we had another desire to also connect these remote locations with their computers back to the server here to add a layer of security. Mm-hmm. We can't do that today without putting this kind of infrastructure in place. So it does put infrastructure or the framework or foundation in place to be able to do all sorts of things like you're suggesting. Mm-hmm. You know, each of those would come with a price tag and then figure it out at the right time.
It would.
I mean, just, if you just take an example of my last thought, is like right now with this challenge with ThinkHR. Like, we got offices that don't have good internet, and employees in some of these remote offices, and they have to still go online to take some of this training, right? So it just resolves a bunch of problems.
Right.
So, for example, a transfer station has to come to my office and do the training.
Right. I mean, yeah, I mean, in terms of that, if you get creative, maybe in terms of someone has a computer at home and they spend 2 hours on the clock at home completing this one. I mean, but yeah, it would take care of that problem, sure.
Well, yeah. So the answer is put some effort toward having some vendors pull us some quotes on the things you talked about.
Yes.
So,
yes.
We'll come back to you throughout December on that and see what we can get done this year.
And the other component, which will make what we do here even more efficient, is electronic time clocks. Everything is done by hand in my office. Punch cards and stuff like that. So, you know, if we can come up with the technology, somebody comes in and has an ID, swipes it when no one's in, maybe they swipe it at the end of the day, goes through, it's all automatic. It'd just be more efficient use of staff.
There's a long list of all reasons why moving to a barrel system. I think the technology makes sense.
I think we're there now. Any other community reports?
One more.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Just one on the technology. I do have a meeting set for, I think, a week or two from now. You asked me to take a look into vehicle tracking for the town as we start.
Oh, yes, sir.
So we've got a vendor that's being used by several other towns that I have on the start of the meeting with, and we're going to have people myself in general.
Great. Thank you. Councilman?
Just the progress that they made out of the rec as far as the playground goes. They're supposed to put more concrete tomorrow, and I think that the file for the trying to get done for Monday. But
did they pour some today?
I don't think they poured concrete today. They poured yesterday. They were working on forms today.
Okay.
And they're expected to be pouring tomorrow.
And how highway was down there?
Working
gravel
on
the
sidewalk and or the parking area.
Parking area and
driver on
the
depot.
Yeah.
You're good? All right. I don't believe we need an executive session. I heard the council doesn't need one.
Is she still here?
She's here.
And so with that,
hi, Peter.
Oh, there she is.
Hi, Carla.
Hello.
I've been listening to the whole thing.
Your voice is hoarse. Have you been having some hot toddies while we're working here?
No, I'm cold, which is why I'm not there injecting all of my cold.
All right, great. So you don't need an executive session. We'll move on to other business. Anybody have anything else for tonight?
No, sir.
No.
Hearing none, I'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed?